We are on Daf Tes Amid Beis. We have two Tosfos to learn before we go to the next sugya. We had a Beraisa. The Beraisa said that Tzloiches Sheinicha Megula Aboa Motza Mechusa Tmeya. Shani Oymer Odom Tomei Nichnas L'Sham Bekisa. Since this pa'ula of kisui is only through people, so I'm chayish, maybe an Adam Tommy was the one that was mechasa. Inicha mechusa uba matza megula, v'yachayla chuda lishtais mimena einocho shlanibi rabin gamliel, eshiyarad batal balayla psula. And in the sefer, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ma'atam ibnei shedalkan shol shrotzim legalis vein dalkan lechaseis. So let us see the bottom two tasters in Einocha shadiviram gamliel mishnehi b'meseches pore kol hashrotzim ein poislin b'meichatos chutz minachuda ibnei shehi malekes. It looks at Ram Gimeloi ma'afanoch ibnei shehu meki spits it out. Rabbeleza says that an achbo can also passel the meichatos. Why the Baraisa did not mention it? Afa achbo the divi Rabbeleza. Shum Rabbeleza shamuti we don't passel like Rabbeleza. Oishe yored botal balaylo psulo. Baraisa hizu. Now we just mentioned the Baraisa. The Baraisa differentiates between the Reisha and the Sefer. And it speaks about the Reisha. So there, I'm told that an Adam was the one that was Machasad Tzloiches, and I have a suffix if the Adam was Tomei or Toya, so the suffix I say it's Tomei. The Sefer is a Degili of the Tzloiches, so then Pekert, I'm not chayish for tume, I'm toile shrotzim, rashmei racheshben, the shrotzim and an odom toya. So it is a tzad miyut to assume that an odom tome was megale the tzloiches. So here it says posel, it doesn't say tome. So Tosfos says, bereise hizu, v'bemishne, v'meseches pore, and the Mishnah, namik toni psula. And the Mishnah says, both cases psula. Sloichi shenichem agula bo motza mechusa psula. And in the Sefer it also says psula. It says in the Reish, it's posel, maybe another tome was mechasid. In the Sefer it's posel, because maybe there was a chuda or a nochash. So the Mishnah says both cases psula. V'teime shalai hevi kan ha-Mishnah. Why didn't Agamah bring the Mishnah? V'shemo nichalei lahovi ha-Baraise shemefurish bo shani oimer odom tomei nichnes l'sham. The Baraise, it says what the chash is in the Reishe, but Mishnah ain't came. So that's why he brought the Baraisa. The Baraisa says the reason why we're choishish in the Reisha. The Mishnah just says psula. The Mishnah does not tell us what we're afraid of. So Mamela, that's why he brought the Baraisa. Now Taisa says a kasha, but about the Shina Yaloshin. I mean, that shot the Mishnah also. You had a tzloiches that was Mechusa now is Nizgale, so I'm Chayish von Adam Tome. The other way around, sorry. It's like it was Megula, now it's Mechusa, I'm Chayish von Adam Tome. So he bought the Baraisa to tell me the reason why it's possible, because I'm a Chayish, maybe an Adam Tome was Mechasa. Now, Tosfos has a problem with the Shinei HaLashonis from the Mishnah to the Baraisa. Ba'af al gav de b'mishneh toni b'reisha nami psula. It says it's possible. So what is Pshat and the Shinya Lushoinis? The reason of the Reish is Amchayish for an Adam Tomek. So why does the Mishnah mention Psula and the Baraisa mentions Tomek? So Taisva says, Mishum de'ike l'man da'oma b'perik b'amchatos, mechatos shenitmu mitarin. That mechatos that became Tomei are capable of being mitaya. So memela could be that pshat na baraisa. It seems the Mishnah holds that mechatos shenitmu is posel. So the Mishnah said posel. The baraisa wants to be koilel. Afilu we hold mechatos shenitmu a mitaya. So you can't say it's posel, it's not posel, it's metaya. But al kaponim, it's tamei. Inami, a second reason, could be the abarais also that it's posel, apisha psuba machmas tume. Ktoni bereisha tmeya. That means the abarais wants to elaborate why it became posel. It became posel because I'm chayish and adam tamei. Touch the mayim. So the Mishnah says the aloche, and the Baraisa says the reason why it's possible is because I'm chayish for tumi. But another reason, mishum the gamat sloiches atma tmeya. The Baraisa wants to include that the sloiches is also tumi, given to talinin ba'odam tumi. Avo b'seifet. By the Sefer, I have no tliya for there don't have to be tliya for an Adam Tomei, a tliya is tliya. Rege shchilek bein mechato shenitmu le mechato shenipslu, because it's not mesech as po, perik shi, so that's why the Baraisa mentioned tmeya, there are different halachas. We should know exactly that the psul is because of tumah. Now let us go around the Yud Amud Aleph. Six lines from the top of the Yomad. Nan hosam gimel mashkin asurin mishum gilui. There are three mashkin which we are chayish when the megula were chayish. Maybe a nochosh was shayse from these mashkin. I say tapke these mashkin attract the nochosh. Mayin v'yayin v'cholo. Zok the Mishneh, kama yishu v'yiyu asurim. So how long does it have to be megula? And if I was not watching it, I have to assume that I have to be chayish that maybe anochosh was shoyse from these mashkin. So the Mishneh says, kidei sheyetze horachash mimokim korev v'yishte. He says, the time I have to be chayish, maybe there is a nochosh underneath the keli, and if I was mesiach das from watching the keli, and enough time passed that there's enough time for a nochosh underneath the keli to go into the keli and to be shayse, so I have to be chayish, maybe this occurred. The kama mokim korev, how korev, we say, arachash mimokim, sheyetze arachash mimokim korev v'yishte, the kama mokim korev, omar rab yitzok, bereid rab yehuda, kde sheyetze mitachas oizen keili v'yishte, I have to be chayish, maybe the nochosh now is underneath the oizen of the keili, and when I turn around, and there was enough time for it to go from under the oizen akeli and to be shayse, so I have to be chayish, maybe this occurred, and the mayim is also. Frek te gemore yishte o kochozile. That means, if you say, let us just say for practical purposes, that it takes 5 seconds for a nochosh to be yoitze mitachas oizen akeli, and to be shayse, this is takes 5 seconds. Now, if I was mesiach das 5 seconds from watching this keli, So now you're telling me it's also. So after 5 seconds, I look at the keli. The nocha should not be on top of the keli. He just finished drinking it. He has to go down. So if this really occurred, forget it takes 5 seconds for a nocha who's underneath the keli to go into the keli to be shoyis. That takes 5 seconds. It takes another 3 seconds to get down again. So if you're telling me that if there was a hesach hadas in the shmirah for 5 seconds, that the mayim is also ready, why should it be also? After 5 seconds, I look around, and if I don't see a nochosh slipping down from the keli, so it's a raya, the nochosh never went up, because there's some time that it takes for the nochosh to go down. 5 seconds is just for the nochosh to come up and to be shoysed. So the Gemara says, Elo yishte v'yachzer l'chayr. No, it's 8 seconds. That means I have to be chayish, if there's a nochosh tachas oizen akeli, and it takes, and so altogether it will take 8 seconds for the nochosh to go over the oizen, to drink from the mayim, and to go back. So if 8 seconds pass by without a shmirah, you have to be chayish that a nochosh was toyim from the mashke. Let us see Rashi. Tame yishu amayim begiluyam heichedu atzmo hinicha megulem. So how long does it have to be megula? Harachash anochosh rachash targum shol sheret. Vitachas oizen keili chosh shema hoya sham sheret v'shosa. Like the Gemara okachosi lei. Kiven shalaisha besham shir sheyachal anocha shlachza lechugay ela kedei sheyuchal lovay lishtois. I just waited enough time for the nochash to come and drink avadi leyosa. So al kochach the nochash zicha did not come. The osa al kochazilei bachazorosoi lechugay tachas oizna keili bekarke, so he could see him when he's going back to the chur. If he didn't see him, his reim never came. So the Gemara said, no, it means the shir that yishte v'yachze lechugay. V'yishte okochazilei v'yishalmi metaretz kechut ha-sayro. The Yerushalmi says another teret. You only need 5 seconds, not 8 seconds. 5 seconds that takes for the nochosh to get from underneath the oizen akele and to drink the water. 5 seconds. So what's the 5 seconds elapse and I look around, I don't see a nochosh, so a kochel nochosh didn't drink. We are speaking about a nochosh that is kechut ha-sayra. And the name of this nochosh is a shvifayin. And so pshat is, after he drank, and it's going down now the keli, you won't recognize it. You won't, it's camouflage. It's kechut ha-sayra. So you will, if you're going to look, you are Messiah das for 5 seconds. That means if you'd be looking in the water, Mestama, you'd see some ripples where it drank something. Even though it's a kechut ha-sayra, Mestama, you would see some ripples in the water when it drank. But you looked away for 5 seconds. Now you look at the keli. So I don't see anything in the water anymore. But as I'll tell you, so look at the keli. I don't see the nochosh on the keli. So the Yerushalmi says, "I'm chayish for nochosh that's a chut ha-sayro." So on the keli you won't see it because it blends. It's a chut ha-sayro, so it blends into the keli. So you won't see the nochosh going down from the keli into back to the chut. You won't see this. That's what. So Tosfos said, Akash, if you're chayish of a nochosh, that's a chut ha-sayro, that the naked eye can't see it when it's on the keli. So how can this nochosh break? It lives tachas hakarka. How can it break through the karka? It's a chuta saira. How can it break through the karka? It lives underneath the karka. How can it break through the karka to get up? The Rebbein Shul made in the Briya that this nochosh etzachuta saira is capable of being bekeya the karka. So he's not imprisoned underneath the karka. He wants to get up. He's bekeya the karka. But like nitna rishus likli lihiboka mipono. Machavus of Yenikenta wanted to say that Chayshus had a kasha. If we are saying something which we don't understand, we're speaking about a nochosh that's achut asayro, that al pi derech hateva we cannot comprehend how this very minute nochosh should be able to be bekeya the karke. I mean, the karke is hard for some. Not speaking about sand. We're speaking about a karke also. So Taisus says, Rishus nitna lekarka libaka leponim. The Rebbein Shom put into the Teva that this Shvifain is capable of being bekeya the karka. So now Taisus had a kasha. Oh, so it's upset. Good. That's how the Rebbein Shom put into the Teva. So if he can be bekeya karka, maybe he's bekeya the kli also. So what's the kasha? So this is medika kasha. So now it's a shrek. So, like this, we're always under the impression if you have a chavis that's covered, there's no problem whatsoever. It gets covered. But now we have a shvifain that could be bekeya. It'll be bekeya kach. He'll be bekeya the chavis also. So, memele, so, we're even anxious already. So, it doesn't help to be mechas at luchis. That's how the Rebbein Shel made the teva. That the Shvifin is Bekeya Karka, it's not Bekeya Akeli. So finish, so Mamela, that's how the Yerushalmi for emphasis this Kasha. The leak based on it, Vice Tais, the Tama, the Chuta Saira could be, it's not Moitzi Mashke. It's, it could be, it's Chmen Yidira, she also from Moitzi Mashke. Could be with the chuta saira, could be mashke won't come out. The dinner shira might see mashke. Zok to Gemara weiter. I'd like to learn this Gemara. Well, Aliba de Rashi, and this is how the Nachlas David learns Pshat and Rashi. So this is how Tavar will learn the Gemara. Itma, Hashoichet Besakin, Benimtseis Begume. A person shechted with a sakin, he was Boydik the sakin, and after the Shchite, he was Boydik again the sakin, Benimtseis Begume. Oma Ravune, Afilu Shiba Bo Atzomis Kolayim, Afilu, that we said after the Shchite was Baidik the Sakin, that means he wasn't Baidik right after the Shchite, he was using the Sakin to break some bones. So I think I have something to be toile that the Atzomis that he was Shoiver after the Shchite, that was the Sibbe that was Pogim the Sakin. Psula, it's still possible. Chayshinon Shema Bo'er Nifkema. I mean, so the Nachuzdavid is Mavaya. That means I have here a Sakin that was Nifkam. And there are two possibilities. There's one possibility was Nifkam from the oil before the Shchite. There's another possibility, it was Nifgam from the Atzomois after the Shchita. And between you and me, it is more Motsui for Atzomois to be Poigim than the earth to be Poigim. So if I'll clear an abstract Shaila, what was Poigim, the Sakim, it's more Motsui that Atzomois were poigim than the oil was poigim. Afal pikein, sula. Chayshinon, shema ba'er niftim. But there's also a possibility, there's a possibility that Lamaisa was nifkam in doer. I have no proof that it wasn't nifkam boer. So Mamela, therefore, so it's apostle shchita. This is shita's rabuna. Rav Chisda omar sheira. Rav Chisda says it's kosher. Shema be'etzem nifkam. It could very well be that it was nifkam be'etzem. And Mamela, so we'll see, I'm telling that Mestoma was Nifkan Be'etzem. So Tegmore, Bishloima Ravune Kishmaite, Ravune is Lishitosai, Ravune said before and after, that Abahime is Bechesikis Isa Taime, and it only becomes Mutter, Shibodalacho, that you made a proper Shchite. So Memele, so Ravune Letaime, Ela Rav Chisda, my time. What is the svar of Rav Chisda? Omaloch etzem vadai poigim. The etzem is zicher motzui to be poigim. Oyer sofek poigim, sofek loy poigim. Oyer it's not so motzui to be poigim. Could be poigim sometimes, but mitzias advorim, the atomes are zicher more poigim than the oiris poigim. Have a sofik uvadai, vein sofik moitzi midei vadai. And the Nachos David says, according to Rashi, we shouldn't take this lashon literally like it is used in many places. Here it means that if I have a tliya mitzuya, and I have a tliya she'ena mitzuya, so you're toiler that it was nitgam from a tliya mitzuya. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ha-sheichet besakin, v'achakach nimtzeis p'kume. V'yoduahu shekshe shochat bodak koidem shchite. Before he shechted, he was bodak. V'oye yofo in the sakin, there was no problem with the sakin there. Avaloi bodak achar shchite miyad. Afilu shiba bo atzomeis bein shchite lebedikachoin. Deike lemitli. Now we could be toile batzomeis. So Rav Huna says psula hashchite. Why? Shema ba'er hashchite. Shema ba'er abahema. Didat pishit shit mekvetzes. Nitkema. V'nimtza shloi nishchitu asemonim. So znitgam ba'ir ashchite, that means before the sakin ever reached the simonim, was nitgam from the oir, from the behemim. The nimtzish lai nishchitu asimonim, elo nikru, they were torn. Shehapgam kereya, that if you have a sakin pagumim, so when it touches the simonim, it does not cut it, it tears it. Vizavachtoksi, and Vikroksi Vizavachto. The Pasuk says, Vizavachto Gemaisa Zviche. And Rav Chisda said, Batsam Nivgemo, Ba'oiso Yishishiba, Bo Kishmaite. So Rav Huna is Kishmaite, the Omalel, Bacheskes Isoy Medes, Achi Yivoda Lechob Amen Nishchato. You have to be proved that it was kishachtem properly. Vizu neilat basafik b'shchita. I don't know. I thought you bought the lacha. I don't know if it was kishachtem properly. Look to Gemara. Mosi b'rove est akashe l'siyurai l'ravune. And this kashe is araya to ravune. We learned toval v'olam. Person tabled themselves, but all on the one out of the mikveh. The nimtza olav dova chaytzitz. Afterwards, I see, after the tvila, I see that there's a dova chaytzitz al gufay. Af al pi shenis asek ba'oisei hamin kolayem kuloy. I mean, before he was Boidik Gufoy, he was Isaac with Dvorim, which are Chaitzitzin, and now he found a Chaitzitzit. And so Isaiah can be Toile that the Dvorim, that Achaitzitzim Asha'olov, came from the Isaac, that it was Isaac after the Tvila. They also like Tvila. That means we're speaking about that he wasn't Boidik himself right before the Tefillah. So he doesn't know there is a possibility that there were on him Dvorim Chaitzitzim. So Kolzman, I am not Mevara that there weren't on him Dvorim Chaitzitzim. I am not toile that the chatzitza came after the tvile. I'm chayish. Maybe the chatzitza came before the tvile. And le also le tvile. At sheyema borli shalehoya lai koidem lachem. Fragt the Gemara. Vahoche devadai tovo. The zicha was a maise tvile. Sofik aviolei. Sofik lehaviolei, because the sofik umaitzi midei vadai, and the Nachlas David learns pshat vadai does not mean vadai, it means motzi. That means that Avchizde said ashtik teire, your teile the dover amotzi. So it's a zichem or motzi that the chetzitze came all of after the tefillah. It was Isaac bedvorim chaytzitze. And the Aval P came, but since there's a possibility that before the Tvila there was a Dova Shachaitis Olav, Yechayish. So Rav Chisda answered, Shani Hosom, the Ikele Meima Hamed Tomei Alchas Kosoi, the Eima Leitova. So there, so Rav Chisda said, well, before he tabled himself, it was a Tomei. Now, I'm clearing a shaila, did the Tvila change his status or didn't change his status? So I tell him al chaskose and assume that the Tvila did not change his status. And if I assume that there was a chatzitza b'shas Tvila. Frag the Gemore, hochinami hamid behema al chaskose, behema loy nishchito. So say the same thing over here also. The Bahima was Becheskas Einei Zavuach. And now you have a Shaila, did it become Geshochten? That means that there was Nivkam after the Shrite, or did it not become Geshochten? It was Nivkam before the Shrite. Was there a Maise Shrite? Wasn't there a Maise Shrite? So, shtel the behim al cheskoso, zayn is a buach. So, what are you telling me? You shtel the tome al cheskoso, shtel the behim also al cheskoso. So, the Gemara answers, Rav Chisda answered, harei shchuta lefonecha. Now, this is a amura de gezach, which we have to understand. He says, you can't say, that it was Becheskes Eina Zavuach. Now, Cheskes Eina Zavuach means, I have a suffix. Let's say, we had before we had a Shaila, that a person shechted the simonim. I don't know if he shechted, drove the simonim. He did shecht, I don't know who was geshacht. So, Memele, so that's one thing. So I say, it's the way it was before it was Eina Zavuach. Mestama Amayse Shechita didn't happen. Here, Arei Shchuta Lefonecha. That means that when I'll look at the Behemah, it could be, I see it Shochot. Could be, it was a Chelek that was torn. It was Kereya. But I don't see it. I mean, what I see there was a Maisha Shchita. Could be it's a Apostle Shchita because the Simonim was severed through Kriya, not through Shchita. Fine. But what I see it shochot. So to tell me that you have to shtel, there's a chazok, it was Einei Zavuach, So I have to assume it's still Ein Izabuch. No, no. Harei Shchuto Lefonecho is Soisa the Chazoke of Ein Izabuch. I see now it's Kishachto. What I see Lefonecho, Kosher Shchit, not a Kosher Shchit. It's debatable. But Al Kaponim, what I see, it's different from what it was till now. Before it was Ein Izabuch, now it's Zavua. I don't know if the Zvicha was Matar, but I see it was Zavua. Reshchuto lefonach. Fragte Gemore Ochenami, Areitova lefonach. So let's go back. So I asked you, Akasha, why by Tvil is it no good? So he said, Cheskas Tome. They said, Cheskas Tome. So I asked you, there's a Cheskas Ein Izabuch. So he said, no, there's no Cheskas Ein Izabuch, because Areshchuto lefonach. Fragte Gemara, Harei Tova lefonach. He also the same thing. He was Becheskas Tome, but you can't tell on the Becheskas Tome because Harei Tova lefonach. So the Gemara said, Ho is Yalido Bei Reyese. No, no, you can't say Tova lefonach because I see there's a chitzitza on him. So, I don't know, maybe it happened later, maybe it didn't happen later. But the lumbus of a reitova lefonecho, I don't know, this person that I see, lefonecho, is a reyese. Frakte gemore, ochinami, is yali de bo reyese. It is also a reyese. The sakin is nivgam. I don't know if it was nivgam through the oil or through the dust, but it's also a reyese. So the Gemara says, Sakin Yisra'oi Behemaloi Yisra'oi. Amoyridike Lomdis, which Tachsim Epshad is like this. That means in the Cheskas Ein Izabuach of the Behemah, Areshchuta Lefonecho. When you look at the Behemah, there's Areshchuta Lefonecho, which is Menagit, the Cheskas Ein Izabuach. So out the behemah alone, the behemah is a cheskas ein zavur and reshchuta lefonecho. Lemaisa, you look at the sakin, there's a reis in the sakin, but that's not the behemah. In the behemah, there's no reis, so you have a cheskas ein zavur on the behemah, and connected that cheskas ein zavur and reshchuta lefonecho. There's a reis not in the behemah. So you have a chazok in the behemah. That chazok was Israel. You have a reyes someplace else. You have a reyes in the sakin. Here you have a reyes in the table. That means the person who was tomei. So you can't say that I don't know if he's tomei. This person is chetzitzis on him. Good, you have to know if it was. So tova lefonecho you don't have over here. Because there's a reyes in the gufa odom. Here there's a reyes in something else. Zog Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Kolayim kuloi la'achet vile. They were Isaac. In the Devarim Achaitzitzin. Beheime loy isri. Vekiven the lav begufe mamish is yalet. The reyese is not in the gufa beheime. Elo vedover acher. Loy domi litvile. Vetnadoyme litvile. Loy osi sofik the reyese disakin. Umoitzi oisoi midei shchite vadois. Let's stop over here for 1 second. So lemaise, Rav Chisda said, areshchuta lefonecho. Lemaise, in the behemah, is the zaswar areshchuta lefonecho. The reyese in the sakin does not take away the areshchuta lefonecho. So the areshchuta lefonecho, is Saisa the Cheskas Ein Izabuach. That's number one. And number two, the Vadai Etzem Pogam. So the Nachlas David says this Tanti Litebusa. First of all, the Reyes is not in the Guva Baim, so I have a Reshchuta Leponecho to be Saisa the Cheska Sainizabur. And the Reyes that I have in the Sakin, it's more Mistave that the Pagam came through the Atzomes than through the oil. So Mamela, that's how the Nachlas David is Mavaya Shitas Chafizde. Yeftalti Letevuse, that the Shchuta Lofonecho is not Isra, and the Reyes that Yevin the Sakin, I have a clear that it is Motsui that Mestom of the Reyes happened later, not before. So it's not so Motsui that the Oyer should be Poygim the Sakin. Fine. That is Svoras Rav Chisda. Meisvei, so the Gemara is Sakash. We learn Shochat HaSaveshet V'achar Kach Nishmeto HaGargeres. There's the Konen the Veshet and the Yishechted the Veshet, that's the food pipe, V'achar Kach Nishmeto HaGargeres. And afterwards, in the Mice of Shchita, the Gageras, the windpipe became disconnected. Sheira. Rashi Shidas will see in Rashi that if one of the Simonim becomes Nishmat, it becomes a Treifet. But that's irrelevant over here. This happened, speaking about an Oif, by an Oif, the Shchita of one Simon is sufficient. So, Shochat HaSaveshet V'achar Kach Nishmet HaGargeres Kshay. So it's kosher, because it was a kosher Shchit. Nishmet HaGargeres V'achar Kach Shochat HaSaveshet Psula. Because it was Nitraf before the Maishe Shchit. Shochat HaSaveshet V'nimtso HaGargeres Shmuto. Now, I find that the Veshet was geshochten, the Gageres is Shmuta, the Eino Yedeya im Koidim Shchita Nishmeta, im Laacha Shchita Nishmeta. I don't know when did it become Nishma. Ze Hoyo Maise, Vaomru Kol Sofik Vishchita Post. Kol, now the Kol is Marbe. This is a Sofik Bishrita. This is perhaps a Poshita Sofik. Could be that Stodim are Shkulim. Could be it was Nishmat before. Could be Nishmat afterwards. So here it's possible. But they said, they gave us guidelines for all other Shailas. Kol Sofik Bishrita possible. So what is the Kol coming to be Marbe? Kol Sofik Bishchita Lasuye Mai Lav Lasuye Ki Aydam. That means it's coming to tell us that even though the Tzdodeya Sofik is more Mistava to say that it wasn't Nifsal, that means it's more Motsui that it was Nitkam in that Tzomeis than in the from the oil, those nitkam from the tzimtzum from the oil, afal pi kein kol sofik b'shchita is posel. L'si my love, suye ki I got. That's the kol that's coming to be mouthed. So the Gemara says, loy la suye sofik sho sofik doras. That a shaykhit shechtit, and the shaykhit is mesupik that he make a shehiyah, or didn't he make a Shia? So what's Pshat? So between you and me, the Sheikhid is Mesupik. We're talking about a Sheikhid, a Mumche. So Mesavar is that he did not make a Shia. I mean, he's a Sheikhid Mumche. It's possible he made a Shia. Not, he doesn't. But probable is Mesavar, he did not make a Shia. So I have over here that Mistaver is, he did not make a Shia, and the call is Maba, but you have a Sofik, you're not sure. So you have to be Chayish, maybe he did make a Shia. So again, we are not Toile in the Dover Hamotzi, that means Hamotzi, most of the time a Sheikh will not make a Shia, I'm Chayish for Dover Sheine Hamotzi. So Mamela, Loyla Suye, Sophic Shaw, Sophic Doros. Rek the Gemore, Umaishna, so I bezoi, but a Fakert, so you yourself are saying, even though it's more motzi to assume that there was no shiye, after pikein you chayish vayshe. I don't say in sofik motzi mi devadai. I assume, but maybe there was a shiye. Doesn't know. Maybe there was a shiye. So memele. So the gemara asks. So here's also the same thing. What are you saying? What are you saying that what? Ain't sofik moitzi mi dei vadai, that since it's more motzi that the sakin should be nivga. Al yidei that somais and al yidei hoir, so you toiler that it was nivga in that somais. Here you see, you're not toiler the motzi, you chayish, maybe there was a shir. And for the gemara, osim is yelide bore, you say bebeheime, pakert. There is no svavrei shchuta lefanecha. I'm working with two milas. You have to have us becheska sheina zavuach. And if I have a yisofik, if there was a proper shchita not, even though it's mistava that there was a proper shchita, then, but I have a cheska sheina zavuach. And I can't say harei shchuta lefonecha because alzegu von adonim. Maybe it wasn't the proper shchita, even though it's more mistava to say that it was the proper shchita. But mistava alone is not sufficient to be doiched the cheskes ein zavuach. I might it to that. Och esakin isri beim eloy isri. But over here I have tatili tivusa. That's how the Nachos David explains. According to Rashi, if Tartilativusa, Lemaise, Legabi, the Cheskasein is a book, a Shchuta Lefonecho. There's no Reyes of Bechlal in the Shchita. And so the Reyes is in something else. In some Mele, Legabi, the Cheskasein is a book, I have Menagin, the Cheskasein is a book, a Shchuta Lefonecho. And Legabi, the reis and the sakin, I say in sofik moitzi mi devada, I'm toile in that the mistam, I'm toile that a dover motzi happened. Let us see what Rashi says. Shachat asaveishet ba'oi shechsherei b'simenecho sulay chashinin le'ikel d'sheini, that it was oikel the second sim. He says that this was the shoch and this was shomer. Who had been the filayib chamami? He could have the same case that he shechted the gageres and was eaten the meishet. Shem the gageres avidu leshtamut yivachim etut meba shechet. The gageres is, that means the gageres is a hard substance, so when if you're pulling the gageres, it's more mistava that the gageres will pull out of mokim, it's mokim that is mechubim the chur. The lechi of the behemoth, my she'en came by the veishet, it won't pull out so easily, since the veishet is a softer substance, so fakert, it won't pull out from the mokim chibur there. Nishmeta gageres tchila, arei nitrebo, this is Rashi Shita, not like the Bahak. Kai gavne shenoylet bo sofik besakin. That's the kol sofik b'shchit. Afilu ahir roi ptodim takel. That mistom is good. V'maishna hai sofik v'hai sofik. V'maishna ho sofik v'ho sofik. Fine. V'hilchis ezok te gemore kebosei d'rafune k'sheloi shiba bo etzer. So the gemore na paskins l'aloch. La locha we paskin like Ravuna k'sheloi shiba bo etzem, if he did not break other atzomis, we'll see in a minute, did not break other atzomis, then yachayish maybe was nivgam aydei ha'u. Behilchese kevosei derav chizde, k'she shiba bo etzem. But when, in the case that he broke atzomis, then I'm toile takel like Rav Chisda. We pass the like Rav Chisda since it's shmotzui that the atzomish should be poikim the sakin. So then I'm toile that the pagam happened after the shoot. Right, the Gemara Hilchos Michlal. The Rav Chisda Avar Gav Dloy Shibe Bo Etzem. That means Rav Chisda holds Afilu when he wasn't Shoiva at some days later. Rav Chisda is also Machshir. Ela Bamai Ivgim. So if he wasn't Shoiva at some days, so what was Poigim the Sakin? So the Gemara Eimer Be Etzem the Mafrekes Ivgim. That means after it he shechted the simonim. There's the mafrekes, which is the neck of the sakin, the neck of the behemoth, which is the spine. So memele, and that has that there's that tomis over there. So Rav Chisda was toile by the mafrekes also. That means that it's more motzui. Rav Chisda held it's more motzui that the mafreke should be poigim the sakin, then the oil should be poigim the sakin. So memela, so Rav Chisda was meikel afilu there wasn't other atzomis. And the Chasam Sofer says that it's very interesting. Here we are shoichet besakin v'nimtzis pegume. So Rav Chisda afilu shiba bo atzomis koloyim kula. Yeah, Rav Chisda omak sheira. Shemo be'etzem nifgemo. Why was he mishana the loshin be'etzem nifgemo? He said that you toil afilun be'etzem amafrekes. You're talking about Ravun is saying yachidish afilu shiba bo atzom is kol hayoyim yachai shemo nifgemo bo'ira beheime. And Rav Chisda said shemo be'etzem nifgemo be'etzem amafrekes. So my mail, that is Rav Chisda. And that we don't paskin like Rav Chisda. That we don't paskin like Rav Chisda. That we don't paskin. That we paskin like Rav Huna. But if Rav Shiva at some ways, then we do paskin like Rav Chisda. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Hilchos Rav Huna dechayshina lo'er. So Rashi val yodi hoya maise. There was a maise by me. Al yodi. Bahoira li rabbeinu Yaakov v'Rab Yochel v'oy le'Israel. So what is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is saying a more like a chiddush. Rashi is saying a chiddush that afilu the oir ha'oif is also capable of being poikim asakim. That's what Rashi is saying over here. Mechlal the Rab Chisda afilu k'shloishiba bo etzem lacha shchita machshe. The sakin touched the etzem atzavo after the shchita sasamonim, v'hi amafrekes. The chsiv batishober mafrachtoi. By Eli, it says when we fell backwards, what Tishava Mafrata. V'loi svira lon kevosei. So that is what the Gemara says, v'hilchasei kevosei derabuni. L'mitli l'kule dahine gie de'etze mafrata. Yeah, look, the l'kule. That we should be toile l'kule that what? That there was nivgam from the mafrakis. Behine giem de etzem afrekes loy pogmo lesakin tvei meoir. That's what we're chaylik. That means the lumbus of Rav Chisda is right. The lumbus of Rav Chisda we paskin that you toile bedover hamotsui. So if I have a sofik, was the oil poigim, was that Thomas poigim, I'm zichet toile in the mistava that the Thomas were poigim. Now we have a machloikis Rav Chisda and the Hilchis over here. Is the etzem amafrekes, is that more motzi to be poigim than the oil? So Rav Chisda, it's also more motzi. That's what we paskin. I saw in the Sichas Chulin says that being bound Mahalchim, others want to say that the etzem of the Mafrekis is a softer bone. And he wants to say it could be, it's not a softer bone, but it's more flexible. So that means if it's more flexible, so when you put pressure on the bone, it bends, the bone bends because it's a flexible, the mafrekis is flexible. So it means there's bones there that are flexible. So memela, so they bend in, so this, therefore I'm not toile that the pagam occurred because of the mafrekis. But by a tzomis, more motzi that the atzomis were poigim the sakin than the oil, and here we pass in takalai tafrizda. Look to Gemara weiter. Have uvde, the Torah Rav Yosef atleisa chiyuse. There was someone that shechted 13 behemis. He wasn't boidik bein behema le behema. After the 13th behema, he decided to look at the sakin, and he saw the sakin was nivga. So lemaise, so Rav Yosef was matrif all 13 behemis. Kiman kiravune vafilu bekamaise. So mistame, he holds like Ravune. And safilu, that means I have a shayla on the first behema. Let's start from the first behema. Was it nivgam from the oil, or was it nivgam from the mafrekis? So memela, I hold like Rav Huna that you're not toile in the mafrekis more than the oil. So memela, so he asked the first behema also. Keman kerav Huna vafilu bekamaisa. Moses loy kerav chizde ulebar mi kamaisa. Let us see what Rashi says. Tleisa chiyuse. Shloi bodak bein zu lezu. La'ache shchitas kulam nimtseis peguma. After shechto van was peguma. Keman svir loy kerav Huna. Vafilu bein me kamaisa na mitrefe. Vechayshine loy. Loshem boy was asking, is that shat in Rav Yosef? Moses, loy kerav chizde. Umishum etzem afrekes the kamaisa, that means on the first pain I have to clear what was poigim the sakin. So I assume that the first pain, what was poigim the sakin, the mafrekes. I mean, there was some emailer, so the first one is caution, the rest are possible. Umishum etzem afrekes the kamaisa, Tafinu lekulu baschais. The boy is saying, now the Gemara wants to say a more of the Kiddush. La'olam kerapune. There's no mocking lehistapek that Rav Yosef holds like Rav Chisda. Because if Rav Yosef holds like Rav Chisda, so then he wouldn't be matchif any of them. Michdei mitlo talinon. The whole Rav Chisda works with a tliya that we are toile, but it was not in the oil, it was a nitka from the nitka from the mafrekes. Mi mai de be'etzem de mafrekes de kamaise ivgim, vilme be'etzem de mafrekes de baschaise ivgim. I will see a merlike zach. Zutomor, michdei mitlo toline. The Havadai, now, this man, the Yomar, holds as follows. Before we had mentioned that what is the machloikis between the Hilchese Karavune and Rav Chisde, Rav Chisde holds that it's more motzui that the mafrekis should be poigim than the oil. And that we're chaylik on Rav Chisde. We hold, no, it's not more motzui, that's what Rashi says before. Leisvir along kevasa elamitle lekut einigid. That's mafrekas leipogmos on tzaymir. No, it's not. It's not more motzi for the mafrekas to be poigim more than the earth. But what does Rav Chisdol? The Chisdol says more motzi. So it's a machloikis. Is it more motzi or not motzi? The second lashon hel, no, if we hold it's not more motzi, so I got news for you. Rav Chisdol also holds that it's not more motzi. Aye, so what's the svar of Rav Chisdol? So then, this lashon hel, the svar of Rav Chisdol is as follows. That the reishchuta lefonech, that's reishchuta lefonech, see there was a maisha shchita. And now the shaila is, how was the sakin nivgam? So since it's not muchach that it was nivgam from the oil, so I can be told that it was nivgam from the mafrekes. That is pshat from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is not because he's toile on the, and the sakin that's isra, not because he holds it's more motzui, that the sakin should be nivgam ayidei ha-mafrekes anoyer, no, Rav Chisda holds that it's a din tli, I can be toiler that it was nivgam in the, to the mafrekes. So let's see what Rashi says. Mishdei mitlo tolino, dovadai negiye sakim b'mafrekes leipogmo tfeimeyer, shreini maka olov bekoyach. So in Melo, Mehichet Teisi, that the Mafreka should be Poigim more than the earth. Vafilohi, Toli Beilekula. Hilkach, Kishochat Behemoth, so it's only a din kli. It could be. That's all. It could be. It was Nivkam from the Mafreka. So see, a pgam, where did it come from? It could be from the Mafreka. So in Melo, Hilkach, Kishochat Behemoth, Tuve, Toli nami Rav Chisda b'mafrekes de basrei so marshalu. So the Gemara says, Rav Bezoi, so if he would hold, Rav Yosef would hold like Rav Chisda, it'd be marshalu than 13 behemoths. Because I could be toile that it was nivgam from the mafrekes of the last one. It's only a din kli, not a din motzi. And Rav Yosef was matref something, so a kocher, he doesn't hold like Rav Chisda, he holds like Rav Hunde.